Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: choosing effectively the right ways of God and God Himself. Chapter 4. What is a right way? After seeing in the previous chapter that God calls people to walk in newness of life both through the aspect of starting to walk in the unique way of life that He offers them and through a diversity of ways or paths that cooperate for people to converge their lives to Him or to walk in the singular way, we would like to observe some considerations about the expressions right way or right ways or paths used in the scriptures, as shown in some examples below. Hosea 14, 9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. 2 Peter 2, 15. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. When a person begins to consider a way or ways to be followed or in which one intends to walk, one of the main aspects to obtain an appropriate discernment about them is undoubtedly an adequate evaluation or qualification of each of the ways under observation. Thus, one of the central aspects by which God instructs people to evaluate the ways or paths proposed to them refers to being aware of whether a proposed way is also a right way. What, however, is a right way? If we think in terms of geographical and physical ways, the right way can be one that does not have ups and downs, curves, irregularities, or even, according to mathematics or physics, the right way can also be represented by the shortest distance between two points. Nevertheless, if we consider the ways in terms of life behaviors that are adopted and in which a person walks throughout one's life, the concept in some respects may be similar to a material, geographic, or physical path, but in others, it can have a widely different connotation. Taking into account that a way considered right before God is a way that leads a person to achieve what one desires according to God's will, the right way is indeed the shortest distance between two points. That is, it is the shortest distance for a person to reach God's will for one's life. However, when the scriptures mention a right way, they refer more to the aspect of a due, righteous, just, correct, or appropriate way to be followed. Looking in more detail at the last two texts of scripture cited above, we can observe the following considerations associated in the online Bible with Strong's lexicon comments regarding the term right in question. Right, as mentioned in the text of Hosea 14, 9, may then represent, among others, the following meanings: 1. Straight, upright, correct, right. 2. Straight, level. 3. Straightforward, just, upright, fitting, proper. 4. Uprightness, righteous, upright. Right, as mentioned in the text of 1 Peter 2, 15. 1. Straight, level. 2. Straightforward, upright, true, sincere. 3. Straightway, immediately, forthwith. Considering, then, the above definitions, we can see that when God instructs or calls His children to walk in the right ways, He is instructing them to walk in ways that are correct, due, upright, adequate, honest, and grounded in the truth, and which are good ways or for the good of those who follow them, as is also confirmed in the following text. Proverbs 2, 9. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. The expression right way is also synonymous with the expression perfect way, according to the text cited in the previous chapters and mentioned once again below. Psalms 18, 30. As for God, His way is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven, He is a shield to all who trust in Him. Furthermore, yet other names that are given to the right way are the highway of holiness, the holy way, or the good way, remembering that the singular way established by the Lord for salvation and life is distinct from all others, separate, good, incomparable, and incorruptible. Isaiah 35, 8. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. In the last text above, we can still note that the holy way is also the road that leads to avoiding crucial errors. In other words, the one who walks in the holy way walks on the road that leads him or her to walk correctly in one's life, as well as leads him or her to the correct destination that those who walk in it aspire to reach, as is also explained in two more texts below. Proverbs 15, 24. The way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. Proverbs 16, 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil, he who keeps his way preserves his soul. Therefore, according to the scriptures, a right way is a noble way, 1, because of its characteristics, 2, because of the destination to which it leads those who walk along it, but, mainly, 3, because of the one who created and sustains the unique way of salvation and life, as well as points to all the ways or paths that cooperate for the convergence of people to live and to walk in the way of his newness of life. Ultimately, then, the singular way and the ways of the Lord are right because the Lord is right. Deuteronomy 32, 4. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. Psalms 145, 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works.